I saw a funny meme on Facebook a while back that said, "Wow, your social media post about politics has changed my mind and my vote," said no one ever. Can you imagine the time we would save each day if we didn't get into foolish conversations online? If we stayed away from mindless, pointless quarreling, it gets us nowhere, and instead we center on godly essentials that are good for everyone. But why is it so tempting? Does your pride ever keep you from stepping away from a foolish argument? Well, the theme of this meditation from Titus chapter 3 is coming to recognize and then evading foolish conversations. Learning to avoid what is foolish in order to pursue what is righteous. And what better way to seek after this biblical truth than in a time of quiet meditation? So first, allow your eyes to move from open through a soft gaze and now to closed. And as your eyes shutter, become aware of your breathing now. Just settle deeper into where you are. Surrender this place to be the righteous way of the divine. And allow this point in time to be one of awareness of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and then responding to this passage from 2 John chapter 6. And as I lead us, respond, "Lord God, guide me to avoid foolish talk." May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. And this is love, that we walk in accordance with His commandments. So Lord God, guide me to avoid any foolish talk. And this is love, that we should be guided continually by His precepts. So Lord God, guide me to avoid any foolish talk. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should always walk in love. So Lord God, guide me to avoid any foolish talk. For a moment longer, rest here being guided by love, your body and soul postured to be alert to the words of God working in and through you. With your eyes still closed, let your mind drift now for a brief moment to maybe a recent foolish conversation you were drawn into. Was it in person? Was it online? And what was the topic? Our first and chief end, according to the Westminster Catechism, is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Is He being glorified by your involvement in petty arguments? Well, now turn your attention away from the insignificant to the major, from the ordinary to the royal, and center on your conversations bringing glory to God. For this next moment, allow distractions to slip away as you center on the righteousness and the glory of God. Center to on your breathing, bringing attention now to your breath. Don't attempt to control the pace of your breathing, simply notice it. Just be mindful and aware of each inhale and exhale, the slow rise of your stomach. Center on each breath as a reminder of God's peace and His love within you. Even in the presence of God's love, foolish thoughts may still rise to the surface. Feel no judgment. Rather, allow any wasteful thoughts to bring you back to your breathing as you center on the loving words of the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, whispering, "Lord God, guide me to avoid any foolish talk." Let the word "wise" become your centering prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. In this passage, the Apostle Paul is sharing with his friend Titus. Paul's letter advises Titus regarding what qualifications to look for in a righteous leader. So now let this same ancient message guide you today based on Titus chapter 3, verse 10 and 11 from the New King James Version. "Therefore, my beloved friend, I know it can be tempting to get into arguments, but reject a divisive person after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped, sinning, and being self-condemned." What in that passage were you most grateful to hear? Well, listen once more for how your heart is moved by this inspired passage. "Reject a divisive person after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped, sinning, and being self-condemned." What will you hold on to from this second reading? Well, expect the Holy Spirit to use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Listen once more. Consider it now from a wider passage from the New Living Translation. "Do not get involved in foolish discussions about spiritual pedigrees or in quarrels or fights about obedience to Jewish laws. These things are useless and a waste of time. If people are causing divisions among you, give a first and second warning. After that, have nothing more to do with them. For people like that have turned away from the truth, and their own sins condemn them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What in the passage brought you the deepest peace? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Now move into a time of guided prayer as you listen to the passage again, but from the New International Version. Dear Heavenly Father, help me to avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels because they are unprofitable, useless, and gets me nowhere. But give me the patience to warn a quarrelsome person once or twice, but then be done with him. It's obvious that such a person is out of line and rebellious against you, God. So I pray and plead for this in the name of your Son, my Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. What do you most want to communicate with God in this time of silent contemplation and prayer? Well, take another minute for this scripture passage to become your prayer. Rest and enjoy God now in a moment of imaginative contemplation. Begin by imagining yourself sitting on a bench on the edge of a traffic circle. Just watch the cars driving by. Some entering, some exiting. Others just circling. Try not to focus on one car. Just watch the flow of traffic. Now start to step back. Keep moving back further and further until you can barely see the cars. You can't see individual cars, but only the pure, seamless flow of the traffic. The hectic traffic seems less foolish and enticing when you look from a distance, doesn't it? We'll take this next minute as a time of contemplation to step back. Step away from the insignificant and the ordinary, to center on the royal. See the big picture. Center on your conversations being righteous and bringing glory to God. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of the righteous ways of God. His words through you, your speech, the result of His words. And be aware of any empty conversations that may have you encumbered. How is empty, foolish talk keeping you from enjoying and glorifying God? Ponder that as you receive this prayer of blessing to reject the divisive person after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped, sinning, and being self-condemned. And may you encounter the peace of Christ, the kind words of the Holy Spirit, and God's guidance now and always. And now, whether at the beginning or the close of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, Lord God, guide me to avoid foolish talk, mindful of the righteous ways and the words of the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.